Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sandy Mishkin, who's president and co-founder with CCA Global Partners. Sandy, how you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Yeah, good to be with you. I know I've caught you in Dalton, but the reason I wanted to talk to you, and I appreciate you spending time with our audience today, is this year, long overdue, you were named to be one of the WFCA's Hall of Fame inductees. So I definitely wanted to talk to you about that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. When I got the call for being named as an inductee, I was taken by surprise. I made two phone calls, one to my wife, but the most important one was to my 92-year-old mom. Mm-hmm. And you're always your mother's son. And after I told her the news, I could hear her beaming. I think the best part of receiving that award, I think I added 10 years to her life. Mm-hmm. It was really very, very special. The other best thing about getting the award is I got it. I didn't get it posthumously.
That's exactly right. And let me just tell you, too, this is not to be taken lightly. When you look at the list of people that have been put into this Hall of Fame, it's some pretty major people. So I can understand why your mother would beam. It's quite an honor.
Yeah, this is my 50th year in the business. Frankly, you know, no one, I think, wakes up and says they're going to make flooring a career.
Yeah.
Unless you perhaps had family in the business, which I did not have.
Right.
It's been just fabulous. I think the best part is the opportunity that I had to come through what I would consider the old industry. It's dramatically different. The past 40, 50 years, quite different than what the next 40 or 50 will be. Had the ability of starting when tufted carpet was just coming in place of woven carpets. Mm-hmm. So I lived through that era. It was just exciting to watch the entrepreneurs, and there were probably 400 mills at one time, each run by an innovative businessman, and the kind of products and creativity that the industry produced.
Talk a little bit about your history in the business. I know you were born in New York. That's where you started out.
Yeah, I was going to school. I had a young family and took what I would call a day job mm-hmm. with a company called EJ Corvette. Back in the early 60s, EJ Corvette, you consider them the Walmart of today. They were the first discounter in the United States. A lot of credit goes to the founder of Corvette Carpet Center, a fellow by the name of Norman Rothman.
And you were a buyer with him, right?
Yeah, I started out as an assistant buyer, then worked up into a buyer. We grew to about 55 stores, primarily in the Northeast and the Midwest. We were probably the third largest purchaser back in the 60s of carpet and another material. EJ Corvette eventually lost its reputation as being a real discounter, and about 10 years later, they were bought out. One of the most memorable, I think, occurrences is at a Chicago market. Trend Mills asked me to go in for an interview with them. I did not want to be seen actively interviewing in a showroom. So one of the owners, a fellow by the name of Nate Lipson, who was rather heavyset, he and I and his vice president went into a utility closet in the showroom. And the three of us couldn't fit because of the girth. And there was a five-rung ladder, which I went up backwards and sat on the top rung, being interviewed by two guys for about 45 minutes, which ended in him suggesting that I come to the mill and visit, where they offered me a position with Trend Mills. And about 1970, they asked us all to set up headquarters in the South. Mm-hmm. And that was a big move for me. No one in our family had ever left New York. Mm-hmm. So came South to really be in the flooring business. Okay. With Trend Mills.
So you went from the buy side to the sell side, and then after you spent some time with Trend, then you ended up with Horizon, right?
Yeah, I was with Trend for about 10 years, uh-huh. and Peter Spira, who I admire greatly for his creativity and what he did for the industry, asked me to join. After about being with Horizon for about 5 years, I decided that I might want to take another shot at retailing mm-hmm. and bought a group of stores here in Atlanta and realized that I was becoming a chemist mm-hmm. in the retail business. I was taking money, turning it into crap. And two colleagues that I knew both from the wholesale and retail side were Alan Greenberg out of St. Louis and Howard Brodsky out of Manchester, New Hampshire. Late 1984, the three of us decided to meet in Atlanta. We locked ourselves in a hotel room at the Waverly Hotel at about 8 o'clock in the morning. At 7 o'clock at night, we came out with a concept that we decided that we were going to get behind and found. And we called it Carpet Co-op of America. We're better known to today as CCA Global Partners, but the original operating company came out as Carpet One. That was in the last week of 84. We decided that we were going to announce to the trade our new venture, which would have been 2 or 3 weeks later at the Chicago market, came to the market as Carpet One. Back in those days, the markets went from city to city over a month's time. And after Chicago, the next market would have been Atlanta. We had set up a shop in the Peachtree Plaza Hotel and invited 13 retailers to come here, a concept that we had. The idea was that we were going to form a cooperative made up of independent retailers with the express purpose of helping retailers be more profitable in their business. And the one thing that we understood was that by working together, we could do more for each other than we could do as an individual. The biggest threat that we saw, and maybe that the opportunity led us down the path, was that we saw the industry at that time consolidating, and that our mission, even though we knew we would buy better, the real mission was is that we thought we could sell better, that we could help independents keep their independence and make more margin in their business.
Now, as you look back, you have probably some of the biggest buying clout in the whole business, don't you?
It's hard to believe because our original business plan on that Sunday morning in 1985 was on the back of an envelope. And, you know, we said, what happens if we could have, you know, 50 you know, stores join us? What happens if we have 100? What happens if we had 1,000? And I'm not sure that we actually believe the numbers, but you do the arithmetic. And sure enough, our vision, you know, 10 years later, we were approaching 1,000 doors.
And as you look back at your career, what brings a smile to your face? What are some of the highlights?
Without sounding self-serving, I think I've always been considered a very good merchant. We created just milestones in this business. And I think back around 86, we were the first group to understand that Stainmaster was going to change the industry. A little bit later on, we understood that there was value in brand heritage, and we acquired over the years several brands, either by licensing or by owning. We today operate programs under our Lee's brand, under the Bigelow brand, under the Downs Carpet brand. You know, these are old, established brands with heritage that go back to the mid-1800s and gives the consumer confidence in knowing that when they're buying a product out of a collection with a brand, that they're getting a brand promise and confidence in a quality product. If I had to tell you the biggest highlight, it's the people. I can't tell you the feeling of what it's like to help perhaps a struggling retailer become more profitable and have them come up to you sometime during the year and tell you just thank you for the help that we've given him, and that for the first time he may have money in the bank, his business has become profitable, and I think there's no greater reward.
All right. And, you know, one of the things that I think that's made you different is that you understand that this is a fashion business, right? I mean, that was something you told me that you and Peter Spire talked about, right?
Right. I think what we perhaps understood instinctively is that flooring is sort of, in many ways, while it's a fashion product, is treated like a commodity. And in most commodities, what you have to do is figure out a way to add value. And we became experts at adding value to what most people would consider ordinary products. In many cases, we were willing to spend money and increase what we did to a piece of carpet, whether we did it through marketing or whether we did it through added ingredients or changing something, because we understood what the consumer was really looking for.
You know, one of the things that I always look forward to seeing you when I go to these meetings, because you're a storyteller. You've always got, you know, something to make people smile. And as you look back, is that your legacy, or what do you think your legacy is going to be?
Hopefully the industry will consider me tough but fair.
Yeah.
When I was buying, the truth of the matter is, and I told this to my wife, if anything happens to me, I wanted my tombstone to read, he made people laugh.
Yeah.
And I think if you can make people laugh, and that smile that you get, it's just a great feeling. You know, hopefully I've been innovative enough to help both our suppliers, our members, our employees, and my colleague just have better lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, I got to admit, I smiled just remembering some of your stories about cuckoo clocks and the guy who bought some boots and should have bought a hat. But those are for other times, right?
I wish I could tell some of those on the air, you know.
That's right. Okay, Sandy, it's great to talk to you again. Congratulations on being a member of the Hall of Fame. One point I noted as I was looking through this last night on who was on here, there's 40 people, so you're the 40th inductee. Of the 40, 23 of them have passed on, but I hope you have many more years to go.
Thank you. I just, as a passing thought, you realize that no one does it alone.
Right.
To be successful, it takes a lot of other people in your camp.
Okay, Sandy, good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Sandy Mishkin, who's president of CCA Global Partners, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.